Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in Maseches Demai. Today we are learning Perek Beis, the second chapter, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. So yesterday we spoke about someone who takes it upon himself to become reliable when it comes to tithes. Today we're taking it one step further. We're talking about a person who wants to become a chaver. Now it's easy to say that a chaver is a frum person, but there's really more to it than that, then we'll see. Hamakaba alav lihiyos chaver. A person who takes it upon himself to become a chaver, eno mocher la maharetz lach v'yavesh. He may not sell produce to an unlearned person, whether it's wet or dry. Ve'eno lokeach mimenu lach, and he cannot buy from him something which has become wet. Ve'eno misareach etzal am haaretz, and he cannot be the guest in the home of an unlearned person. V'lo ma'archo etzlo biksuso, and he cannot host the unlearned person in his home wearing his own clothes. Meaning the clothes of the unlearned person. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Aflo yigado behemadaka, he may also not raise small animals, velo yehe parutz benedarim ubeschok, and he may not accustom himself to making vows or joking around, velo yehe mitame lemesim, and he cannot become impure for the dead, umeshamesh bebeis hamedrash, and let him serve, let him attend to those in the study hall. Amru lo, the Chachamim replied to Rabbi Yehuda, lo bo elu lechlal. These have nothing to do with it. Let us look in the Bart Nuro. Hamakabel alav lihios chaver, someone who takes it upon himself to become a chaver. What is a chaver? Le'inyan taharus. This has to do with ritual purity. So when we talked about Ne'aman, it had to do with tithes. Now we're talking about someone who wants to be relied upon in matters of ritual purity. Dahainu parish viyu begadim umashkim shelo taharim, so that he's known to separate from all forms of impurity, so that his clothes and his liquids should have a presumption of purity on them. Vafil tamen chacham enu ne'aman le'inin taharus achi kabal alav divrei chaverus. And even a learned person is not assumed to have everything going for him when it comes to ritual purity unless he's accepted upon himself these issues of chaverus, of being a chaver. Ela imkein hayazakin v'yoshev v'yeshiva, unless it's an elder who is a yeshiva dweller. So somebody who's, you know, a tamen chacham, the gadol hador, a real heavy hitter, that person might have such a presumption. But otherwise, just being learned and frum doesn't automatically make you a chaver. V'hamakaba alav divrei chaverus tzarech lahargil asmo shloshim yom v'achar kach yu begadim umashkim shelo taharim. And a person who takes upon himself to become a chaver has to do these things for 30 days, after which time his clothes and his liquids are presumed to be ritually pure. Be'en kabbalas divrei chaverus bepachos mishlosha chaverim, and he has to accept it upon himself in the presence of a beis din of three chaverim. Ela imkein haya hamakabel tamen chacham she'en serach bifnei shlosha, unless the one accepting it upon himself is a tamen chacham, is a scholar, in which case he doesn't have to do it in front of such a beis din. Lach v'yavesh, he cannot sell produce to an am haaretz, whether it's wet or dry. The ein mosrin taharus l'am haaretz, she'ein ligrum tuma l'chulin b'eretz Yisrael. The am haaretz is going to make them impure, and he's not allowed as a chaver to cause things to become impure in Israel. So if he's going to sell this produce, it's tahor, it's going to become tamei, and that's not allowed even by chulin, even by non-sanctified produce. Ve'en lokeach mimenu lach, he can't buy it wet. Aval yavesh lokeach mimenu, but dry he can buy from him. Shelo huchshir lekabel tuma, calls man shelo ba'al of mashke, because it doesn't receive impurity until such time as liquid has come on it. So the issue here is whether what he's buying from the unlearned person is ritually impure. If it never became wet, it cannot accept ritual impurity. V'ne'aman am ha'aretz lomar ha'perus halalu lo huchshru, ava eno ne'aman lomar huchshru ava lo nitamu. The unlearned person is believed to say that the produce never became susceptible to ritual uncleanliness, though he would not be believed if he said, yes, they became susceptible, but they never became unclean. So he can buy things that are dry or that he's told have never become wet after being harvested, but he could not buy things that had become wet. V'lo yisareach etzal am ha'aretz, he cannot be the guest in the home of an unlearned person, shlo yitamu v'yavo v'yitame taharos, so that he should not become impure and then go and transmit that to pure things. v'lom archo, and he cannot have him as a guest, who, l'am ha'aretz, etzlo b'chsuso, wearing his own clothes, d'chsus am ha'aretz, tumaso chamura mitumas am ha'aretz atzmo. The clothes of an am ha'aretz have a higher degree of ritual impurity problems than the am ha'aretz himself. So it would be easy enough not to touch the am ha'aretz, but once he's got his clothes and he's sitting in his chairs and he's walking around, it's got problems. So he cannot have the am ha'aretz as a guest in his home wearing his own clothes. So Rabbi Yehuda has a number of other conditions. He says, Aflo yigado behem adaka, he can't raise small animals. She'asu legado behem adaka be'eretz Yisrael, shelo yiru besedos acherim. You're not allowed to raise such animals in Israel so that they shouldn't graze on other people's property. V'lo yehe parutz ben adarim, he shouldn't become accustomed to making oaths. She'sofu levo lidei chilul, because it's inevitable that eventually, if you make a lot of oaths, you're going to violate one of them. And he shouldn't become accustomed to joking around. Because joking around and acting in a foolish manner lead people to do lewd things. What should he do? He should be Mishamish Babes HaMidrash. He should attend in the study hall. Who should he attend? Tamir Chachamim Babes HaMidrash. He should attend to the scholars who are in the study hall. But the Chachamim say, Lobo Elu L'chlal, these have nothing to do with it. The Ein Inyanim Nogel Taharus. These matters have nothing at all to do with ritual impurity. So they're all well and good, but they're not deal breakers if someone wants to become a Chaver. Ve'en Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda, and the Halacha does not, in fact, follow Rabbi Yehuda's addenda to the statement of the Chachamim. Continuing in Mishnah Dalet. Hanachtomim lo chayivu osam chachamim lahafrish ela kedei trumas maise rachala. Bakers were not obligated by the rabbis to separate anything except for trumas maise and chala, which are the portions that go to the kohanim. Hachenvanim einan rishayim limkor es hadamai. Storekeepers are not allowed to sell demai. They're not allowed to sell doubtfully tithed produce, which is the subject of our Mishnah. Kol hamashpin b'midagasa, rishayim limkar es hademai. But those who sell in large quantities, they can sell demai. Elohim hamashpin b'midagasa, and who are those who sell in large quantities? Kagon hasitonos u'mochrei tevua. We're talking about suppliers and those who sell wholesale. Let's look in the Bart Neuro. Hanachtomim, bakers. Nachtob chaver shalokach tvua me'am ha'aretz, a learned baker who purchases produce from an unlearned person, shehi demai, which the produce is a question whether or not it's been tithed, lo chayvu osam chachamim lahafrish, the rabbis didn't trouble him to separate anything except for what? Elekidei trumas meiser, chala and trumas meiser, the portions that go to the kohen. Shehi echad mimea. The trumas meiser that they made him take is only 1 out of 100. Avalo meiser sheni. But they didn't require him to take meiser sheni. Mitok sheshotrei hamelech v'nogshav chovtim osam b'chol shah v'omrim lahem machru bezul. Lo hitrichu aleihem chachabim b'meiser sheni. Shetarcho meruba shetzerech la'ochla b'Yerushalayim. Basically, there were laws that required the bakers to sell bread at very low cost. So they didn't have a large profit margin, so it's too much, and in a case of doubt, to require them to separate Meiser Sheni, which had to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So that far they didn't go in a case of doubt. V'davke kishemocher l'chaver halokeach yafrish Meiser Sheni. But this is only the case when he sells to a chaver who is going to separate Meiser Sheni himself. Aval im mocher la maharetz chayiv lahafris meiser sheni kodim sheyimkor. But if he's selling to unlearned people, then the baker would have to separate the meiser sheni before he sells it. Kachen vanim, storekeepers, shemocher ma'at ma'at b'chanus, einan rishayim limkor es hademai. They sell a little bit to one person at a time in a store. They're not allowed to sell demai. Ho'ol v'hein mishtakrim harbe aleihem mutol latakein. Since they have a better profit margin than the bakers, they're able to fix things up themselves. Inami, or another explanation, mimnei regilin limkor latinokos shelo yochlu hatinokos dover she'enan matukan. Another explanation is because they would sell to children, and you shouldn't give children something that's not properly prepared to eat. Kol hamashpiim, those who sell in large quantities, shemochrim b'shefa harbe b'yachad, they sell in bulk, once at a time. B'midagasa, a large measure, V'kamen mefarish kama hi midagasa. In the next Mishnah, we're going to learn how much a large measure is. So those who sell in large quantities are rishayin limkor es hadamai. They're allowed to sell demai. Derech hamochrim harbe biyachad lahosif al hamida ulakach nikru mashpiim. The people who sell in large quantities typically add on, and that's why they're called mashpiim. She'osin mida gedusha umosifin al hamidos, because they would add extra to the orders. Umishum hachi lo hitilu alehem lahafrish es hadamai el ahalokeach mehem. And because of this, the extra that they would give, they didn't obligate them to take the demai. They made it the responsibility of the purchaser. Sitonos, so we're talking about wholesalers. Heim hasochrim hagedolim hakonin tevua mibalei hatevua umokrenosan lechanvanim b'mida gasa. These are the people who would buy the produce from those who grew it, and they would then sell it to the storekeepers in large quantities. That is the end of Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. Join us tomorrow when we will conclude Perek Beis with Mishnah Hey and begin Perek Gimel with Mishnah Aleph.